You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Fresno has been under pressure in the last few months to provide its own list of priests who have been accused of sexual abuse. Although the diocese says it's working on compiling a list, it hasn't been released. But in the meantime, diocese officials say they're rolling out an independent compensation program for survivors of clergy abuse, one that's controversial among lawyers who represent survivors. FM 89 reporter Monica Velez joins us in the studio to tell us why. Hi, Monica.
Hey, Carrie.
So you referred to this as an independent compensation program. What exactly does that mean?
So it's a settlement program meant for survivors who were sexually abused by priests when they were children. It's administered by a third party separate from the church. Kenneth Feinberg and Camille Bureaus are heading the program, and they are known nationwide for their expertise in settling claims. There is also an oversight committee. And the way it works is that people can file claims to the diocese, and there's no type of fee to do that. But if it's a new claim that hasn't been reported to the diocese or to law enforcement, then the person has to register through the program's website and report it to law enforcement. And people can also submit documents or evidence to help prove their claim, like police, medical, or counseling records. Then the program administrators, they evaluate the claim and determine who is eligible for compensation and how much that would be.
Okay, that sounds reasonable, I think. Does it require survivors to keep their cases confidential?
No, survivors don't sign any type of confidentiality. They can talk about what happened to them to whoever they want. However, if someone wants to accept the compensation from the diocese, they have to agree not to bring any type of legal action against the diocese, the bishop, the church, or the priest that were involved.
Okay, so no confidentiality requirement, but they have to not basically promise to not sue if they do actually get compensation.
Yes.
So that is where the program gets controversial, I suppose.
Yeah. So attorneys who represent survivors of clergy abuse see this as a way for the church to keep hiding the details of abuse by priests. I talked to attorney Jeff Anderson, who's represented survivors of clergy abuse for 37 years all around the country, including in California. And he argues this program is just another way for the diocese to protect the reputation of the church and its priests. Here's Anderson.
They don't have to disclose anything about what they know and when they knew it, who the offenders are, and what their practices and patterns have been. Litigation does that.
And going to court would make everything public record and available for anyone to see.
So it sounds like Anderson has seen programs like this in other parts of the country.
Yeah, he has. And Anderson says some of his clients have chosen compensation, but most didn't. He says the program, it can help some survivors, especially if they need the money, but he says it doesn't really do enough.
So how much money do survivors get through programs like these, and how does that compare to what they get from legal settlements?
Yeah, so Anderson says through his experience with other dioceses who have had similar programs like this, survivors receive a lot less than they would if they went to court.
Well, the compensation programs in New York are very emblematic of what's likely to happen in California. And there, the compensations that they offered were $25,000 on the very lowest end to $650,000 on the very highest end. And both of those numbers were exceptions. The average was closer to $200,000.
And as a side note, the same people who are administering the program in Fresno also administered the New York program. And Anderson says when it comes to court cases, on average, survivors receive $1.2 million. So these programs, they can save the diocese a lot of money or have the potential to. And which also brings me to the Assembly Bill 218. So this bill would open up the statute of limitations for survivors of sexual abuse. Right now, people have until they're 26 to sue, but if the bill passes, they would have until they're 40. And Anderson says, in his words, that there is no question that the rollout of this program is a direct response to AB 218. The bill passed through the Assembly already, and it's expected to pass through the Senate.
And they know that that's going to happen. They know that they are going to face litigation. It's going to force them to disclose all this information and pay survivors ultimately. And they know that this program is a way to pay some survivors less. And in the meantime, also keep some, as many secrets as they can.
Okay, so what does the diocese have to say about all this?
Yeah, so I spoke to Kevin Eckery, who is speaking on behalf of the Fresno Diocese. He's the spokesperson for the California Catholic Conference, and the Fresno Diocese is a part of that. So he says the program is set to roll out next month, and the intention behind it is to bring survivors, you know, some type of closure.
You know, we have a moral obligation to them, regardless of what the law is in terms of statutes of limitations and everything else. These people were damaged by priests. They were damaged by people that they ought to be able to trust. And we need to make it clear that this isn't acceptable. I mean, we've taken strong steps in the last 15 years or so on reforms, and the number of new incidents that have taken place are very small. But a lot of people were damaged in the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and earlier.
And survivors, they can participate in this program regardless of when the abuse happened, even if it was decades ago. It doesn't matter.
The administrator won't release anything that is going to violate the confidentiality of victims. In other words, the right of confidentiality isn't on the diocese, it's on the victim. So they can say anything that they want, period. There's no limit to that. There's no buying of silence in this program, number one. If there is a priest that has been abusive, then they're free to just tell the entire world. At this point in the life of the church, there's no hiding. I mean, what's the point?
Eckery says he doesn't know if AB 218 has anything to do with the rollout of this program. And he also added that this program only stops people from suing the church if they accept the compensation, which is typical when it comes to settlements across the board. And, you know, people can always choose to take the legal route.
Very interesting. Thanks, Monica.
Thanks, Carrie.